It's very, very disappointing, and I share everybody's disappointment in relation to the announcement this week, and the fact that St Union's, in particular, was not included, and also, for example, a Lister National School, as another example. Really good news for St Columba's and Stranorder, but we really need to see more projects go forward, in particular in relation to the challenge around St Union's, which has been going for many, many years, as indeed, for example, has a Lister. We've seen a lot of good work done in the last few years, for example, with Little Angels opening this September in terms of schools, but these schools need to move forward. And I'm engaging with the Minister for Education around the criteria that was used in relation to the decision that was made this week. And we have to find a way forward now that gets the capital funding necessary to see these projects get into construction as quickly as we possibly can. But there's no doubt it was tremendously disappointing this week. And the objective now has to be to engage with the Minister for Education to get answers in relation to why they weren't included in this particular tranche, but also really importantly now to find a way forward that can see these absolutely essential projects delivered.
The reality is there's probably an equivalent of St Union's in every county in the country. There'll be a St Union's in Kerry, there'll be a St Union's in Westmeath, there'll be a similar school in Galway, Mayo, wherever. So I'm sure Hildegard Nocton this week is going to be flooded with schools that are excluded and representations from every TD and every minister she meets in the corridors of Leinster House and elsewhere. What do you think about the St Union's applications can be brought up that can push it to the top?
And there has been much disappointment in many other parts of the country as well. But I think dealing with St Union's in particular, I think it's a project which has been on the go for many, many years now. It's the planning permission for over three and a half years. There's real challenges there in relation to the school simply from an operational point of view and indeed a safety point of view at times as well in relation to the facilities not being fit for the capacity of the school. So it's absolutely essential that we do find a way to move the project forward. And I've had two ministers for education visit and engage with the school over the last period of time. We need to find a way that secures the funding to be able to see it move forward. And I'll continue to work with the school to deal with what has been an immense setback for everyone this week to try and find a way to move it forward and get what is an absolutely essential building project.